生活成为真的是要活出一个基督徒的生活来是很困难的。
Without a good foundation, a personal relationship with the Lord, I don't know how you can succeed.
如果我们的基础不稳固，我们与主的关系不坚固的话，真是很难讲我们那怎么能够抵挡那些引诱。
The church can best be an advisor, an environment to help you getting into the relationship with the Lord.
教会呢是一个很好的地方，会教导你怎样与神建立个人的关系。
But you personally have to live that life before Him.
但是呢，你自己呢必须要在神的面前活出来。
You know, this in the retreat, in the deacons retreat, I felt that all the deacons and the fast team pastors are very unified in one direction.
在我们的执事会退休会当中，我发现我们的传道人与我们的执事们真的是同心合一。
We do want to help the brother and sister to get into a rooted life in Christ.
我们很希望能够帮助弟兄姐妹一起在主里能够扎根。
Again, along the line WISE, WISE, we have devised four subjects that we want to follow in the coming year.
从智慧的英文拼音 WISE 当中，我们又发展出来了一些分题。
Instead of being just saying, "Oh Lord, Oh God, My God,"
除了说主我的神，神啊我的神
，which reflect our cry and our heart desire.
让反映出了我们内心的呼喊。
We want to be more practical.
我们要更实际一点。
So how do we be practical or be wise?
那我们如何更实际呢？如何更有智慧呢
？So be wise is the solution.
成为一个智慧人呢，就是解决的方法。
W stands for worshipper.
W 呢就是说要敬拜。
In the first 3 months, we want to concentrate a message and teaching.And to gear our life into an attitude of worshipper.
在头三个月呢，我们要主要是专注在敬拜神。
There are plenty of examples, and I plan to take up from the scripture who are the worshippers.
在圣经当中有许多的例子，我们可以选出来看谁是一个敬畏神的人。
We want to use these personal stories to encourage one another, to encourage ourselves to.Be worshippers in the coming year, 2003.
在这未来的2003年呢，我们希望能够用这些例子呢，彼此互相鼓励，而成为一个更敬畏神的人。
Some are worshippers for a long time, for life.
有些敬畏神的人，他们一生都在敬畏神。
Some had very special acts of worshiping in the Bible.
那有些呢，在圣经当中提到他们有很特别的方法来敬畏。
And Jesus himself even taught us that He was coming to seek true worshippers.
耶稣自己告诉我们，他来就是要来寻找那真正敬畏神的人。
Among those who we least expect to be worshippers.
在那些我们不认为他是能够成为一个敬畏神的人当中。
Some even had a very bad reputation. People stop associating from them.
有些在那些人当中，有些人呢，他们的名誉非常的不好，当时的人都不愿意跟他们来往。
But Jesus sought these and turned them into worshippers.
但是耶稣看见了他们，而将他们转变成为一个敬畏神的人。
We want to encourage one another. We want to encourage ourselves. As vile as we are, God can use us and turn us into worshippers, true worshippers.
我们愿意彼此鼓励。我们虽然我们不配，但是呢，神可以将我们转变成一个敬畏神的人。
And we want to know how to be worshippers.
我们也要学习到如何成为一个敬畏神的人。
In the second 3 months.
在接下来的三个月
，We want to concentrate on I. What is I?
我们要集中在 I 上头。
I is imitator or intimator.
I 就是一个更亲密的。
Well, I play with word and I. I'm sorry. I have to preach this one in English.
效做一个效法的。
Because I can't find the translation for imitator and intimator.
效法
You want to be an imitator of Christ.
你愿意来效法基督。
You want to be intimate with him.
你要与他有个亲密的关系。
That's a personal development in Christ.
这就是我们个人在基督里的一个成长。
When we say we are a worshipper,
当我们说我们是一个敬畏神的人，
we are not necessarily an imitator or imitator.
并不表示我们就是一个效法基督与神有亲密关系的人。
But it's a good start.
但是呢，也是个但是也是个很好的开始。
宜家 is nodding her head, appreciating how she did well. She did very well, right?、Yeah. she did well. we want to develop this close relationship with Christ.
我们愿意与神建立一个很坚固的亲密的个人关系。
You know, imitator, intimator is not a new subject.
效法基督与神有亲密的关系并不是一个新的题目。
Throughout church history, we have books, we have people who devote their lives in writing these books, telling us how can we be imitators, how can we be intimate to our Lord.
在我们教会历史当中，有许多人也写过很多的书，关于如何成为一个效法基督与神建立亲密关系的人。
Some of them are very, very old books.
有些是很老的书。
Some are newer ones that come out from the experience of these writers.
有些呢，则是这些作者呢，他们自己个人的经历而刚写出来的书。
And I know, if we gave ourselves, dedicate our life to Him and want to follow Him all the way.
我知道，当我们愿意委身给神一生跟随他的时候。
Sooner or life.We want to be like him.
迟早我们也就是也希望能够像他。
And this is the true meaning of being a Christian.
这就是成为一个基督徒的真正的意义。
To be a Christian is what people say, these are Christ's followers.
成为一个基督徒也就是当人家是说这些是跟随基督的人。
They are Christian because Christ is their life.
他们是基督徒因为基督在他们的生命当中。
And this is, I think, the hardest, thing to teach.
这也是一个很难教导的一个题目。
Because being an imitator is not by teaching.
因为要与神有亲密的关系并不是教导得来的。
It's, all these things are not taught, but caught.
这些东西呢不是教导的而是你要自己去揣摩得来的。
Once you catch it, you will not forget it.
当你已经揣摩到了你就不会忘记。
But this does speak of an inner life with Christ.
这就是我们内心的生命与基督的生命的交集。
You know, when I was very young, 26, I became a servant of God, want to serve him.
当我在年轻的时候大约26岁的时候我愿意立志来服侍主。
I answered his call to be a minister.
我回应了他对我的呼召成为一位传道人。
I went into home of disciples to learn to how to serve the Lord.
我就去学习如何来服侍主。
But what they taught me in the home of disciples is to live First.
但是在那样子的门徒训练当中他们教导我是要先活出来。
Recently, well, just as late as this morning, I read a newsletter from one of our co-workers or a fellow student in Home of Disciple.
今天早晨呢我才读到我们一位同工的代祷信。
She has a great ministry.
她有一个很大的事工。
And because she started very well with the desire to live a life in him.
因为他刚开始的时候呢他就很好的开始因为他有这样强烈的欲望要活出基督来。
I'm very glad for her.
我对他感到非常的开心。
But it sort of also challenged me to live the life as I did once dedicated to.
但是对我来讲呢也是有一个挑战让我要再次的活出基督的生命来。
To be an imitator or intimator to Christ.
作为一个效法基督或与基督有亲密关系的人
，You need to spend some private time with Him.
你需要花些时间啊，单独与他相处。
And I think this is the hardest thing to do in this society in this day and age.
但是呢，在现今的世代当中呢，好像这是很难做到的。
Everybody is crying that I have not enough time.
每个人都在喊着说我没有足够的时间。
When we say be a wise man to redeem the time, because we don't have enough time, we need to redeem them.
那我们是说智慧的人要爱惜光阴，那就是教导我们必须要学习到如何爱惜光阴。
But a lot of times, a lot of people, when they do try to redeem time, they have a book, scheduled book.
但是许多人当他们在讲到要爱惜光阴的时候呢，他们就有一个本子。
They have an appointment book.Full of appointments.
那个本子上面就记了所有他们的约会。
But if you would care to read into these books, you hardly find any appointment with God.
但是当你读了他们这些约会的本子的时候呢，几乎找不到有一段时间是他们是与神约会的。
It seems that everyone who's diligent, who's wise in making money, will use the time properly.
看起来好像那些有智慧的人呢，他们都很很会利用时间赚钱。Thanks.
Yeah, you use your time wisely, and time is money. You make money.
你只知道怎么利用时间，那时间其实就是金钱。
But we don't see any time reserved.For our personal relationship with him.
但是我们却看不到了我们又花些时间在个人与神的关系上。
So I think the second quarter will be the hardest to teach, to preach.
所以我相信我们第二季的会比较主题会比较难教。
But let's not worry about it now.
但是我们现在不用担心。
And the third one is S.
第三个季呢，我们的主题是 S.
What does that S stand for?
S 是代表什么呢？
Servants, servanthood or service.
那就是仆人或者服侍。
We want to serve him, we want to be his servants. And of course, that's easy.
我们要去服侍神，我们要成为他的仆人，听起来好像比较简单。
Because people can see that.
因为人可以看见
and we can measure that.
我们也可以衡量
and the ministries in the church can benefit from it.
因此我们的事工教会也能够得到益处
and people probably will appreciate what we've been doing to them.
人们也会因着我们的服事而感激
but I think for those of us who learned the importance of being imitators and imitators, this is the fruity time.
但是呢，对于我们了解到要效法基督，与基督有亲密关系的人呢，这个时候呢，乃是结果子的时候。
Service should be a result of our life.
服事呢，应该是我们生命的结果。
Because we walk closely with Him, we imitate Christ.
因为我们与主同行，我们效法他。
Our walk with Him will find.Good fruit.
当我们与他同行的时候呢，我们就会结果子。
Those who understand scheduling and planning and to do different events will find very satisfactory when they see a numbers being put up.
那些很会计划利用时间的人呢，当他们看到这些数目字的时候，他们会觉得很满意。
But I maintain that the quality is not merely reflected in number.
但是呢，质量却不是在数目上能够反映出来的。
We need to be careful.
我们必须要谨慎。
Because, and I need to be careful in saying this, a lot of churches understand the importance of service.
我必须要很小心地说，许多的教会呢，了解到服事的重要。
So they emphasize the importanceOf service.
因此他们也就加强在服事上。
And they get the service from the people.
他们也得到了弟兄姐妹的服事。
But in the process of servicing, there's a lot of complaints.
但是在服事当中呢，却有许多抱怨。
Because the service attitude is not good.
因为那服事的态度不对。
And that comes back to us, the ones who want to be servants of God.
那就是回到我们这些愿意成为主啊仆人的人身上。
And if we didn't learn to be imitators or imitators of Christ well, we're bound to show in our ministry, in our service.
如果我们与神的关系不够亲密的话，在我们的服事当中就会显现出来。
And the last thing is about E.
那最后的一季的主题呢，就是 E.
What is E?
那代表什么呢
？Evangelist.
那就是传福音。
The last word is evangelist.
是传福音。
Of course, when you say evangelist, is an outreach.
Is a what?
Outreach.
当我们说到传福音的时候呢，就是讲到外展。
We hope every Christian, when they rooted in the Lord.Will go out and evangelize and preach the gospel.
我们希望呢，所有在神啊里头扎根的人呢，都能够出去传福音。
And I also would liken this evangelism as salesmanship.
我同样也我也想提到说，传福音的人就像是一个推销员。
You may think, Pastor, you're not very spiritual.
你也许说，牧师啊，你现在很不属灵。
You know, when I was young, I care very much what people say I'm a spiritual or not.
在我年轻的时候呢，我很在乎人家说我是不是属灵。
Because I want to be a spiritual person.
因为我要作为一个属灵的人。
The older I grow,
但是年纪越长
I begin to give myself more excuses.
那我就给我自己很多借口。
When I was young, I said there was nobody spiritual before 30.
当我在年轻的时候呢，我会说，在三十岁以前，没有人是个属灵的人。
Young people, you know, I already wrote you out. You're not spiritual.
所以年轻人呢，我已经将你们除去了。
So when I was about 35,
当我三十五岁的时候
，I said true spirituality doesn't settle until one is 40.
那我是说，真正的属灵呢，不成熟，直到四十岁的时候。
So I still had hope, right?
所以我仍然还有希望。
When I was 45.
当我四十五岁的时候
I began to say,
我开始说
I do not think I'll be spiritual before I was 50.
我在我五十岁以前我不能说我是个属灵的人。
You see, my attitude and my tone changed.
你可以看得出来、我的态度、开始改变。
Now, when people told me I'm not spiritual,
当人说我不够属灵的时候
Now that I'm 50 plus
那我现在已经五十几岁
I agree with him totally
我很同意他
When my wife said I'm not spiritual I said yes I'm not spiritual
当我的太太说我很不够属灵的时候我会承认说是的
When my colleague says I'm not spiritual I agree with him No you know this guy is really an old is really he's not spiritual Yeah Peter is not spiritual at all
当我的同事说我不够属灵的话
I didn't want to pretend I'm spiritual.
我不愿意假装我是个属灵的人。
Because I'm off flesh and I'm still bound by sin.
因为我仍然是个属肉体的人，我仍然会犯罪。
It was only because God's grace on me that I did not live the old life I once was so familiar with to live.
但是因为是神的恩典，所以我不再是活在我的老我当中。
One will never be more spiritual than he is controlled by.The life of Christ.
我们除非我们被神所所控制，我们没有办法更属灵。
You may say, what's the teaching of this?
那你也许是说这个教导是什么呢
？Are you not teaching us to be spiritual?
你要教导我们不成为一个属灵的人吗
？No, I didn't say that.
不是的，我不是这样子说。
In fact, what I'm saying is.You cannot be spiritual outside of Christ.
但是呢，我所要讲的是说，离开了基督，你就不能成为一个属灵的人。
You cannot be a spiritual man in yourself.
你靠着我们自己，我们不能成为一个属灵的人。
A true spiritual person knows the difference of relying on Him and relying on himself.
一个真正属灵的人呢，了解到靠自己或靠神是不同的。
Now that's what spirituality is all about.
这就是属灵的意义。
It may take me 57 years to learn this.
也许花了我五十七年来学习这样是功课。
It may take you shorter to understand that.
也许呢，对你来说可能比较短的时间就可以学到。
But it may take even longer for you to understand that.
或者呢，要可能要有花更多的时间才学习得到。
And I'm not sure I understand it completely yet.
但我不能确定我还能够完全的明白这回事。
Because I think there's a lot to learn.
因为我相信呢，还有许多我需要学习的。
You see, being spiritual is practicing Christian, is practicing Christ in your life daily.
作为一个属灵的人呢，就是在每天的日常生活当中，你要活出基督来。
Now, this is what I'm talking about, salesmanship.
这就是我所要谈到的推销员的事情。
I've never known a salesperson who sells well that doesn't appreciate his product well.
我从来没有遇到一个推销员呢，他如果自己不喜欢那个产品的话，他能够把它推销得很好。
If you don't like the product, you cannot be a salesman.
如果你自己不喜欢那个产品呢，你就没办法推销。
Is it true?
对吗？
You may have to take the job because there's no other jobs offering to you.
你也许必须要做这个工作，因为你没有其他的工作。
But you will not be a good, successful salesperson if you don't believe the product you're selling.
如果说你对你自己所要卖的那个产品你不喜欢的话，你很难成为一个很好的推销员。
Now, why are you not evangelist?
那你为什么不是一个传福音的人呢？
Well, there may be, many, many reasons. You may say, I have no eloquence.
也许呢，你有很多的理由，也许你觉得你不合适。
You may say, I don't know the scriptures well.
或者你说我对经文不熟悉。
You may say, I am shy.
或者你说我很害羞。
But isn't that all because you didn't practice your Christianity well enough?
但是呢，这终结来说呢，是不是因为你自己并没有好好的活出一个基督徒的生活来呢？
When you live a Christ-filled life, Spirit-filled life,
当你活出一个基督的生活，
you become a salesman.
那你就自然成为一个推销员。
Just a couple of days ago, well, a couple of a month ago, a salesperson came to my house.
几个月前呢，有位推销员来到我们家中。
Now I don't know what kind of vacuum cleaner you use.
我不知道你是用什么样的吸尘器。
But this guy came to sell the vacuum cleaner that I already own one.
但是这个人呢，来推销一个吸尘器的，事实上我们已经有了。
This guy had a tough job. He's new in his job.
那这个人呢，他是刚刚上任的。
I said, oh, I know this product because I had one at home.
我跟他讲说，哦，我知道这个产品，因为我在家里就有一个。
He started demonstrating how well this sucks up all the dust.
那他就开始呢，展示这个吸尘器如何能够吸那些尘。
I gave him a hard time. I said, well, you know, let me ask you one question.
那我
if this product is good,
我就故意刁难他，我就说，我问你一个问题，如果这个产品好的话。
What was the problem with my old product?
那我用的那个老的产品有什么问题呢？
He said, oh, there's a lot of improvement.
他就说，哦，现在新产品呢有很多的改进的地方。
I said, well, if this one has a lot of improvement, how do I know this one will have more improvement later?
那我是说，如果老的产品有很多需要改进的地方，那我怎么知道这个新的产品不是也有很多需要改进的地方？
Am I going to spend more money on this newer product that is to come?
那我必须要花更多的钱在这个新产品上吗？
I challenged him. I said, eventually, I know somebody is going to come up with a vacuum cleaner.
我就挑战他，我说，终究呢，有一个人会发明这样子一个吸尘器。
Who at a push button?
你只要按那个钮
We'll roam around your room, go over every place in the vacuum and suck up all the dust you have in the house.
你只需按一个钮，它就会走到你所有的房间每个角落去吸尘。
And when it's done, it'll empty the dust bag outside of the door.
然后吸完了以后呢，它会就倒到外头去，把那个尘袋倒出去。
And put it in the garbage can.
然后把它摆在垃圾桶里头。
And it will coordinate the time so well that you will have nothing to worry about it.
那它的整个时间都算得非常的好，所以你就完全不需要担心。
When that happened, I'll buy that product.
当你有这样产品的时候呢，我才买。
Well, that young man, I gave him a hard time, really hard time.
我实在是很刁难的那位年轻人。
Because the product was very expensive to begin with.
因为它的产品实在是太贵了。
I'm not going to throw away about $2,000 again.
我是不会花两三千块钱去买它的产品。
But you see the point?
但是你知道我所要讲的吗？
I finally asked him, do you own one vacuum cleaner?
那我最后问了他一句，你自己有这样子一个产品吗？
He said, oh no, I don't own one because it's too expensive.
他说没有，我没有。他说因为太贵了。
I said, there you have the answer.
我就说这就是回答了。
So this guy left.
好，那个人就走了。
But I hope he left on a amused tone or a good relationship, good attitude from me. I didn't say a hard word about his product. I know it's a good product.
我希望他走的时候不会心里不会难过，因为我并没有说他的产品很不好。
Brothers and sisters, gospel has been free to preach.
弟兄姐妹们福音是要去传的。
Gospel has been free to the receivers.
也是福音对那接受的人是白白给的。
But I often said, gospel is expensive.
但是我通常但是呢我必须要说呢福音是很贵重的。
Gospel is expensive to preach.
福音是要传讲是很难的。
Because in the preacher, it requires all the refinement and knowing the product.
因为那个传讲的人呢，必须要完全知道他所传讲的。
And it's a lifelong process.
而这是我们一生的功课。
I started out as in to find out that I had gift of evangelism.
我刚开始的时候，我发现我在传福音方面有恩赐。
I'm a personal evangelist because I know I can reach people one by one.
我是个个人传道者，因为我相信呢，我可以与人建立个人的关系。
In the last year, when I was waiting the Lord's call, when I was in the graduate school,
当我在毕业的最后一年等候神的呼召的时候。
In 9 months, I preached to 42. I led 42 people to the Lord.
在九个月当中，我带领了42个人信主。
I gave myself.I promised myself that I would touch at least one person. I would reach at least one person during those 9 months every day.
那个时候我对我自己立下的应许呢是说在那九个月当中我每一天都要去接触一个人。
And out of those people I touched in 9 months, 42 came to the Lord.
在那九个月当中我所接触的人当中呢有42个人信了主。
And why did I say I knew I had a gift of evangelism? Because I thought that was easy.
为什么我说我在传福音上有恩赐呢？因为对我来讲那是很容易的。
Well, many of you have not tried, so that you don't know whether you have gift or not.
那有些人呢，你可能不知道你有没有这样子的恩赐。
I would encourage you to try it out and find out whether it is easy for you, or it is rewarding to you, or it is fun to preach the gospel.
我并不是鼓励说你要去找他看传福音对你来讲是容易的或者是有趣的。
I went to buy a car the other day, and the way I deal with it, the dealer says, "Hey, you sure you're not a salesperson?"
我要买一部车子，那我在跟那个卖车子的人讲的时候，他是说我是。
I said to myself, "Yeah, I'm an evangelist. I sell gospel. Yes, I do."
我说是的，我是一个传道的人，我是传福音的人。
But the only difference, I sell gospel. I won't get rich from it.
但是呢，唯一的就是当我在传福音的时候，我并不会因此而致富。
Those car salesmen will get rich.
那些卖车子的人，他们会致富。
But I'm challenging you, and I'm telling you, you don't know whether you have the gift or not until you try it out.
但是呢，我要向你们挑战，当你不去试的时候，你永远不知道你是不是有这样的恩赐。
You don't know whether you would like to evangelize or not until you do it.
你也不知道呢，你到底喜不喜欢传福音，直到你自己亲身去做。
So I hope by leading the church into this direction of knowing God intimately, personally.
所以呢，我希望呢，当我们带领着整个教会去与神建立个人关系的时候，
We will see church growth as a result.
我们会看到整个教会成长。
So this is my message at the end of the year.
这就是我年终的信息。
To prime you into next year's purpose and goal and direction.
然后将你们带入明年的目的跟方向。
This is not the day to ask for action.
这个现今不是说要求你们行动的时候。
Come next week.
但是下个礼拜来。
I will see some action.
我要看要采取行动。
I want to see you become all of us become worshippers first.
我要看到你们每一个人都成为一个敬畏神的人。
That will be a great start.
那将是为一个非常好的开始。
For year 2003.
进入2003年。
And then we'll move on step by step.
然后我们就要一步一步的往前行。
You know, I'm a person of multiple grace.
你知道我是有多样恩典的人。
I don't want you to do anything today.
我不需要你今天做任何事情。
But come next week.
但是下个礼拜要来。
Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
Father, we thank you for this day that we can share your vision with the church.
天父，感谢你，今天我们可以在一起分享你自己的意向。
It is a result of hard work was the deacons.
可是执事们的努力工作的结果。
We did spend time before the Lord.
我们花时间在主的面前。
With you and with each other.
与主你自己以及与弟兄姐妹彼此。
To seek the will in among us.
去寻求主你对我们的旨意。
And we come up.Refreshed and renewed.
而我们也从当中能够更新。
Knowing that you have a purpose in our lives.
知道你对我们每一个人都有一个目的。
And you have given us a great challenge before us for year 2003.
在未来的一年，你也给了我们一个挑战。
Now that we have shared this with our congregation.
现在我们将这个与我们的教会一起分享。
We pray that the spirit that move in our hearts will do the same.In each and everyone's heart.
我们祈求那在我们心中动工的圣灵也一样的动在弟兄姐妹的心中来动工。
So that we can move in the same direction.
所以我们一起能够朝着同一的方向前进。
Oh God, our God.
主啊，我的神。
We want to be worshippers.
我们要成为一个敬畏神的人。
We want to be imitators.
我们要成为一个效法基督与基督有亲密关系的人。
We want to be servants.
我们要成为一个您的仆人。
We want to be evangelists.
我们要成为一位传福音的人。
Give us the power.
给我们能力。
Which is in the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
Give us this desire.
给我们这样子的欲望。